You just shake it back and forth. There's no motor, no batteries, and you get the results you want.
In a matter of seconds, you feel it really working your muscles.
My arms feel worked. It's definitely a good workout.
I'm feeling it in my chest and my biceps and my triceps.
Inside the shake weight are dual moving weights called dynamic inertia that simultaneously target and engage your biceps and triceps.
Okay. Good afternoon. This is about to get awkward here in a minute. Real quick, the president said today that his administration is considering reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. This came out of a rather lengthy Q&A with the media earlier today. Quote from the president today, we're looking at reclassification and we will make a determination over the next few weeks. Though 45 states, 45 states have legalized the use of marijuana for medicinal or recreational use.
Yep.
Kansas is still not one of them. The federal government still classifies it as a Schedule I drug, putting it on the same tier as heroin and cocaine. In 2022, then-President Joe Biden asked the Department of Health and Human Services and the DEA to review how marijuana is scheduled. In 2023, Health and Human Services recommended that marijuana be moved to Schedule 3. It was not. In 2024, the DEA proposed a rule to transfer marijuana to Schedule 3. It was not. And so President Trump today said he is considering moving it down to a Schedule 3.
It is wild to me that some people go around every day popping Xanax like Mike and Ike's, and you get caught with a little pot in some states and you're going to jail.
I wonder what the other four states are that have not...
Utah?
I'm sure. Legalized marijuana in some form, whether it's medicinal or recreational. My guess would be it's Kansas, obviously. Utah. One of the Dakotas, probably.
Yeah.
And somebody down south. Like a Mississippi.
It's not my thing, but I don't think that it should be classified the same way as heroin.
Oh, it's not my thing either.
You know.
No, anyway. I agree. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Story here.
You gonna try that again from the top?
Here we go. We're gonna try this one.
Yep.
I'm gonna try to clean this up a little bit.
Okay, under one condition, I get to read his response because it's the best part.
Okay. You can read the whole story if you want.
Nope. I just want his response.
Okay. Wyandotte County commissioners are calling on ethics officials to weigh in.
You just shake it back and forth. There's no motor, no batteries, and you get the results you want.
Okay.
Wyandotte County commissioners are calling on ethics officials to weigh in after a fellow commissioner allegedly threw up his hands and mimed a pleasuring procedure during a recent public meeting. Board members Mike Kane and Andrew Davis, during Thursday's regular commission meeting, called on the Unified Government of Wyandotte County, its Ethics Commission, to review a video showing District 6 Commissioner Philip Lopez making a lewd gesture with his hand during a July 31st public meeting. Lopez, who is also running for the District 2 at-large commission seat in November's election, did not return a call from the Star as of Friday morning. He had commented on a resident's social media post that the situation had been taken out of context.
Mm-hmm. And that he, this is my part.
I'm not done with the sentence. And that he was actually shaking his hand to reduce irritation in his wrists. And here's the quote.
That was the quote.
No.
The gesture they're referring to, which Lopez allegedly made during the commission meeting while Kane was speaking, came more than 5 hours into the evening. It can be used to crudely express boredom, annoyance, or to signal that something is self-indulgent or lacking purpose. He wrote in that post, it is being taken way out of context, and he blamed politics, and again submitted to the constituents that he was actually shaking his hand to reduce irritation in his wrists.
In a matter of seconds, you feel it really working your muscles.
My arms feel worked. It's definitely a good workout. I'm feeling it in my chest and my biceps and my triceps.
Mm-hmm. Inside the shake weight.
So people are saying this is the latest in a series of behaviors that they find inappropriate for an elected official. I would
really
submit,
in this day and age?
I would submit in this day and age. We lost that years ago.
I agree.
And the
it ain't coming back.
The people who tend to claim the moral high ground are no longer allowed to do that. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
There is no moral high ground anymore. It's gone away. Will it come back? I don't know.
Highly unlikely.
But that is the world that we are living in. That being said, for him to try and say that he was actually exercising his wrist is one of the most classic, hilarious explanations for something I've heard in politics in a very long time.
Why not just own it?
I would have just owned it and said, look, have you listened to him speak for 5 hours? You'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah. I would have just said, yeah, I made a gesture with my hand mimicking a certain thing.
But another politician has jumped in and saying, this is despicable. Children watch this.
Oh, come
on. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Voters don't even tune in to watch that stuff.
And sure, it's juvenile, but what's so wrong?
Well, one could say that is conduct unbecoming of an elected official if we had not
that ship sailed.
If that ship had not sailed years ago, Sam.
I was going to say, I could list off all of the things that every politician has done that would fall under, quote, conduct unbecoming.
Oh, but that was an F-bomb a month ago. I mean, yeah. we rightly or wrongly, that ship has sailed. So I agree with you, Scott. The only thing that I had a problem with is him not just owning it.
Here's the deal. Number one, we put politicians up on this. Well,
you might, I don't.
No, I don't. But
what's the opposite of a pedestal? What's down there?
A hole.
Yeah.
But first of all, I've never heard of Philip Lopez in my life. And to your point, it's a great point, Dana. Nobody watches these city council meetings. I can't even tell you the name of the mayor of my own town. I have no idea who the mayor of Shawnee is. No clue. I couldn't tell you the name of the person who represents me on the city council. And I can guarantee you, I have never once tuned in to a Shawnee city council meeting online. And if somebody had made that hand gesture, I would hope that they were my city councilman.
He's at least calling it what it is.
You know, I mean, you're sitting there for 5 hours in these bloviators are just going on and on and on about something that doesn't even matter. And you just sit there and you're like, oh, God. That's funny. Lighten up.
Comedic relief. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't think that we need an ethics probe. But the fact that the word probe is used in that term also makes me laugh.
You just shake it back and forth. There's no motor, no batteries.
All we're going to say about that?
You get the results you want.
You do get the results you want.
Every time.
Every time. It works every time.
Good God.
9135. I'm a 54-year-old man, and I just made that joke. And I just said grow up a little while ago.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.